Imagine you were going to see your psychiatrist, walking through narrow streets, back streets, to the Mercy Hospital in Cork. You turn up a lane and there's rubbish to the right and left and graffiti on the wall. You go up some steps and you turn into a huge, big room with lino on the floor, plastic seats arranged in a row. And there on the other side of the room is the receptionist. You go to the receptionist and you say, I've come to see my psychiatrist. And she says, take a seat. You sit down. You don't know how long you have to wait. And after 40 minutes of twiddling your thumbs and trying to communicate with people via your mobile phone, Twitter and Facebook, out of a room comes a man you've never seen before. A tall man from a different culture than yourself, carrying files. He calls your name and you follow him into an office. He gestures to a seat. You sit down and he turns and looks at the computer. Then he turns back towards you and says, well, how are you? You say, you're fine. And he says, now what medications are you on? And you can't remember. Together you piece what medications you've had. He goes through a number of questions with you. And towards the end of his questioning, he asks you, and what are you doing with your time? And you say to him, I've written a lot of poetry. And he looks straight into your eyes. And you can tell by the way in which he's looking into his eyes that this has some significance. And he said, really? And then you know that it's serious. Yes, I said, I've... Yes, you say, you've... I like writing poetry. I've written poetry for quite a while, and while I was unwell, I wasn't able to write. I see. Do you know the evidence for the relationship between poetry and your mental health condition? And he looks at me, and I say a little bit sheepishly, yes, I know some of it. Well, let me rehearse it for you. First of all, Byron, Edgar Allan Poe, John Clare, Sylvia Plath, need I go on? Yes, I said with the sheepish. Yes, poets have a much higher instance of bipolar affective disorder than the general population. And then he takes out a copy of K. Redfield Jameson's book, Her Major Study, Touching with Fire, Study of Manic Depression, the authoritative textbook about the relationship between bipolar and creativity. And he says that in a study of all of the well-known poets from 1700 to 1800, the proportion of them who were suffering with mental illness, of the kind of mental illness which you have, was disproportionately large in relation to the total population. And you know Redfield is a major authority. Yes, I said, I've read The Unquiet Mind. And then he says, in a major study in 2005, it was shown that the relationship between occupational decisions, bipolar, and creativity was very close. And then in another study, the relationship between children of bipolar parents and children of healthy parents showed that children of bipolar parents were significantly more likely to be creative. "I know," I said. "So what does that suggest to you?" I looked at him. "It's too late to change my disposition, isn't it?" "We don't know. We don't know if it's genetic. We don't know what proportion of it is caused by genes. But we do know that there's something there. So, poetry is dangerous for your health," said my psychiatrist. "And if you are going to engage in writing poetry, you better make sure that the rest of your life is completely and utterly in order." So you see, Toastmasters, the authorities on bipolar affective disorder, manic depression as we call it, and my own local psychiatrist are agreed that there is some kind of a relationship between poetry and bipolar. And let me remind you something about bipolar. It's when people go up creative highs and then slump into the most awful lows. Black dog, slough of despond, whatever you want to call it, it's dangerous. The rate of suicide among poets is higher, 30 times higher than in the general population. So, the next time you feel the inspiration coming on and you feel inclined to reach for a pen and write poetry, remember that you need an awful lot more care in your life if you're going to write a limerick than you would if you were going to write an article about a GAA football match. Thank you very much.